little music up first, though, on Downtown as we get ready to usher in our next guest. That is a brand new single from our next guest. The album is called She Said. The single is Love Divine, and it comes to us courtesy of the Academy Award winning and Golden Globe winning singer and songwriter, John DeNicola. John, good to have you back with us.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So it's kind of like you're making up for lost time. You didn't record your first solo album until many decades into your career. Now a brand new one coming out. I like what's going on.
Yeah, kind of crazy. I think we spoke about the last one, the why because in 2019. It was sort of organically just came out and of me covering my own songs that other people had sung, like a John Waite song, and of course I did my own versions of the Dirty Dancing songs, The Time of My Life and Hungry Eyes, and then I kind of enjoyed that. Having worked with so many different artists and bands in either songwriting or production, that being untethered and being able to do whatever I want was great. And when the pandemic hit, I was holed up here in my barn, upstate New York, and this album's a little different in that it's all songs I wrote for me now. So it's the first time I've ever done that. And, it kind of surprised me what came out, and some influences I didn't even know I had, sort of. I guess I did know I had them. But, the beauty of it is once it's done, I can look at it now and say, well, that's me as an artist. So it was a lot of fun.
Well, I love the last album, The Why Because, and I think I said it at the time, and it applies to She Said as well. If someone came here from another planet and you said, hey, let me play you an album of songs that have been huge hits on the pop charts over the last 30 years, they go, well, yeah, I can see why. These are all just great tunes that belong on the radio somewhere.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you for playing it on the radio a minute ago. Yeah, we're trying. It's the radio's a little harder than it used to be, and I love stations like you have that are open to new things. Everything's sort of bought up across the country, and like one company runs 100 stations and one guy decides what gets played on all of the stations. So it's stations like yours that allow us indie, I'll call myself an indie artist at this point, some airtime. So that I appreciate it.
Well, it sounds too like you have been very productive, obviously, during the pandemic. I don't know that that's the case for everybody. It's tough. How do you find artistic inspiration in these challenging times?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. I think it could go either way. You could get very sort of dark and not be productive. I can't even explain it. It this record more than anything, and again, because it was for me and not, I didn't have to think about what someone else might want to sing, and it came out very stream of consciousness. Literally, I would just hook up a guitar or a keyboard. I have a synthesizer that I've been using for, actually wrote Hungry Eyes on it back in the day. And I just plugged it in and I went. I just started playing. And like I said, kind of stream of consciousness, not a whole bunch of thought, which I think is sometimes, at least for me, the best music. You know, Hungry Eyes, musically, that came out in 10 minutes. You know, it was just one of those, again, stream of consciousness. I just played. You know, I think you do a ton of listening as a musician your whole life, and I've been involved in different styles of music, and I think, you know, you put an instrument in front of me and things come out, and I think it's partly from all that database of all the music I've listened to through my lifetime. And interesting, a few of the songs here, there's some singer-songwriter, guitar, piano-type songs on here, and then there's kind of synth-based songs, not unlike what I did with Hungry Eyes on the last record. And but I did hear a lot of sort of 70s, I feel like it's a modern-sounding record, but there is a 70s influence, like soul influence, like, say, the title track and the song High. So I don't know. I did a lot of that kind of music back in the day, and even Barry White, the first song, can have some Barry White elements, not vocally, of course, but musically. So, it was fruitful for me. I wonder if I was going to start again to do another record, I would it still be flowing? I don't know.
Can we play a little bit of my favorite song from the album?
Yeah, I'm curious to know which that is.
All right, well, let's give a little listen right here from John DeNicola's new album, She Said. Tell us a little bit, John, about that one, Morning Dew.
Well, okay, I'm glad you chose that one, although that is one of two covers on this record. There's eight original songs and two covers. And that is a 60s song written by Bonnie Dobson that has been covered by the one that I sort of was wildly influenced by was Jeff Beck version of Morning Dew. It's a post-apocalyptic song. Jeff Beck did it on his very first record, Truth. And why I chose, I mean, I just love the song, but Rod Stewart sings the original. So I'm a little crazy, to do these songs, but it's some reason I wanted to do it. And, you know, it's a chestnut song that Bonnie Dobson wrote. Robert Plant has covered it. The Grateful Dead covered it. But you know, I try and put my take on it, and I'm glad you like it.
I also like
the other cover song I did. The only other cover song was also some large shoes to fill, and I don't know why I do this to myself, I covered Can't Find My Way Home by Blind Faith, Steve Winwood's song. And, you know, I feel like I put my spin on it too, but I don't know. I can't answer why I do that, you know, because obviously Rod Stewart and Steve Winwood are some of the greatest singers we've ever heard. So I don't know why I attempt, but I did.
Well, I thought you made it your own. Carrie, can we also play a little bit of High? which is another song that I really like from the album that's certainly got some of that 70s R&B feel to it here. Got a great groove going on that one, John.
Thank you. Yeah, the chorus comes on nice and big, so with a lot of harmonies. I guess I was influenced by Brian Wilson on those harmonies. But yes, it is definitely got that stylistic, you know, R&B soul kind of vibe to it. Also,
did you produce the album yourself?
I did. I did everything here at my studio in my barn in upstate New York, not far from Oneonta. I recorded, produced, and mixed everything here. I played most of the instruments. A couple of guys I kind of did through the internet some parts, but for the most part, it's myself. I didn't do any. Well, I did some programming of drums, and actually, I played drums on one song. But mostly, everything else is me. And a friend of mine, Brian Delaney, played some of the drum tracks. My son played one of the drum tracks, and actually, on the song that you liked was my friend Zonder Kennedy. Used to be in a band called The Elevators. He lives up the hollow from me here, and he was able to kind of do that Jeff Beck vibe on guitar. So
now you've also collaborated. It's not the first time you've collaborated, I believe, with Keith Reed of Procol Harum.
Oh, right. Yes. Thanks for mentioning that. Yes, Keith is a wonderful man. He wrote the lyrics to just about everything, maybe everything Procol Harum did, including Whiter Shade of Pale. This one was interesting. It's called Battered Cloth, and I asked Keith, do you have any lyrics? I most of the time, the music comes first, and then a melody, and then I'll have some lyrical ideas, but I'll collaborate with a lyricist, and they're putting lyrics to the music. This time I asked Keith, I'm doing a record, you got any lyrics? And he sent me these lyrics of Battered Cloth, and lo and behold, the song just musically just spewed out of me with those lyrics. And we have written a number of songs together on the last record. The Why Because was a song that I wrote with Keith and John Waite, for a John Waite record. Of course, I did my own version of it, but Keith is just a wonderfully talented guy. He's obviously in the UK.
And I don't think we asked you about this last time you were on, but Eddie Money was a wonderful friend of our show. He came on with us every year for, I think, 8 or 9 years. We used to love visiting with him, and you wrote for him in the past as well.
I did. It was actually a John Waite song that John and I wrote that Eddie really wanted to do. And so he recorded that song.
Well, yep. the new album is
wonderful. I only spoke to him a few times while he was recording that, but what a nice guy.
Absolutely.
Great guy.
Well, the new album from John DeNicola is wonderful. It's called She Said. And if you haven't listened to The Why Because, man, get your hands on that as well. You can go to John's website at john-denicola, DENICOLA.com. You can get the album right there, do a digital download as well, and learn more about John's terrific music. It's great for us to talk with you again, John. Congratulations on great work on the new album. We wish you much success with it.
Thank you so much. I'd like to just mention also another place, OMAD omadrecords.com. It might even be a little easier if you go straight to there, although you can get it at johndnicola.com too, but omadrecords.com.
That's fantastic. John, thanks so much for visiting with us.
Oh, thanks for having me. Anytime. I appreciate it.
John DeNicola here on Downtown.